so unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep.
Most regrettable.
This episode is brought to you by one of my favorite people ever. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown Dequeen, licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma. She can handle many of your legal needs, divorce, custody, land deeds, you name it. And if she can't perform the legal task you need, she will refer you to the best person for the job. Give her a call today at 870-642-4462 or stop by. She's on the north side of the courthouse, on the square in historic downtown Dequeen. Utilize her 20-plus years of experience, and you will never look back. A huge thanks to all the support she gives us for sponsoring Regrettable. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
Yeah. Podcast episode 71. We're launching right into it. I don't care, man. The best deli meats that you can find, dude. We were just around the truck bed talking about it. We got to shut up. We got to talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we were talking about pimento and olive loaf. And, you know, there really is no bad. I'm not sure I've ever had a lunch meat that I was like, ugh, this is nasty.
No, well, definitely not.
As an adult, you're correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe as a kid, I was a little,
I was like, ew, pimento loaf.
Green in it.
And you're like, you know what tastes good? $1 for a package of cheap lunch meat. That tastes delicious to me.
Good absolutely. Point. I like bologna in any form or fashion. I like Bar S. I like Oscar Mayer.
You like bologna in any form or fashion? Just yesterday, my father-in-law, because we got the Rod Run going, which is a car show, local car show. The father-in-law brought over some smoked bologna.
And that's not just insane. My mind instantly was like, oh, like so he just like sliced, like you just
buy
take the bologna, the package, and just throw them in the smoker, you know, for 30 minutes or something. No, he took the whole tube, because you can buy them, a tube, the kind of thing that you could, if you hit somebody on the head with, it would be considered a deadly assault with a deadly weapon in your trial.
Assassins used to use it in the case. It was like a blackjack.
Exactly.
Whop them with, with the 10-pound tube of bologna. But he smoked the entire thing, right?
And then sliced it up, and then after he fully smoked it and sliced it up, he then put it back on the smoker and gave it another like 30 minutes. Mm. So a little char is on there too.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm going to save you a slice, both of them.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Totally. I've done it where I put the bologna on a pan and fried it up on both ways and then put cheese on it to like melt the cheese down, then transfer that over to the sandwiches. Come on.
I got chill bumps on that one.
Yeah, you do.
Holy crap. I'm starving. I'm hungry now. No.
My goodness.
We've been talking a lot about Hochatown recently, and I've seen the evolution. I remember going to a certain place in Hochatown and getting a fried bologna sandwich for a respectable $6. Mm-hmm. And then it went up to $13, and I think right now it's at $27.
Yeah.
For,
did it change?
No. Oh. It's the same. One of the biggest fried bologna sandwich.
One of the biggest complaints on social media right now is the fact that one of the ice cream shops or something sold to Texans. And now they have Texas prices. So one of the, you know, one of your, an iced coffee is like $16 now at this place or whatever. And, and everybody's like, this ain't Texas.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't been to Texas recently, if you're a listener and you haven't been to Texas recently, it's like Dubai down there. Okay. Like everybody
Ritzy.
Is, everybody's driving a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or something. I mean, just houses that they start off for the low income family. You can be lucky to find a house for $499,000.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Middle class is $2.5 million over there.
Yeah. They start at, the houses start there at 3,000 square feet.
Yeah. I'm not sure if we actually talked about it on the podcast, but I'm gonna go ahead and talk about it. When we went to Dallas and like saw the sea of these houses that are cookie cutter, like massive neighborhoods. I'm talking
ticky-tacky.
Like, yeah.
As far as the eye can see.
Yeah. Yep. It looked like the Grand Canyon. Like it didn't make sense. It was an
your
optical illusion.
Your eyes can't
illusion.
Comprehend just how extensive it is. And that part of, you know, that part of like Dallas, you're kind of getting to the western edge of East Texas. And Texas is so big. Like I know we have listeners in other countries and places. You can't understand Texas until you really kind of go there and see the vast swaths. I mean, it's got everything.
Yeah. We have 7 weekly listeners in Russia, just for the record. Yeah. So now you know what Dallas is like.
Yeah, if you're listening in Europe, we could fit Texas in Europe.
Exactly.
Like, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
And if anybody could know what Russia is, it would, or Texas is, it'd be somebody from Russia.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah, we got it. We got the doll.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah. It is one of those things. It's like, if you've never been to America, don't really know much about it, you know Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
It.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, California, yeah. Texas, yeah, New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
This particular part of Texas has no landscape features.
Yeah.
It's not really, it's like you're kind of getting into the high desert, you know. There's no hills. There's no nothing. No trees or anything. But once you get into like that part of Dallas, that's almost like Frisco,
right,
and stuff. The only features of the horizon are the roofs.
Yes.
And it looks,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it looks like you're looking at like Zion National Park in Utah or something. You're like, wow, look at the that's 132nd Street right there.
If you blur your eyes a little bit, it looks like slated rock for as far as the eye can see, you know. And
in Egypt where they have those salt pits and it's red all around it, that's what I think of.
Yeah.
It's like just kind of blur your eyes a little bit. It's like, are we in Egypt in salt pits?
They literally popped up out of nowhere. And like, oh my gosh, we were joking, like, you know, we saw a Ferris wheel. You drive right by like a little amusement park and it's like, Sector Z, you are now permitted to have fun. You know, like, we got literally, I mean, it takes you, that your normal, commute would get you to the edge of the complex
to the
and
gate.
Then to the gate.
You
and
travel
then
three
to,
states here.
Yeah.
What you do to get across Dallas?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my
Seriously.
Goodness! Yeah.
It's insane. And like, how long? That would be the worst part of the drive. You're like, which house is mine? I don't even know.
We were thinking, what? There's 330 million people in the United States. Half of them live in Dallas.
Yeah,
apparently,
true.
There, we looked at one neighborhood complex, and statistically speaking, there was probably 40 dead people inside their homes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think of anything. Yeah. There was 40
That's
people. Doing
point.
That right then and there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anything funny. You could think of, we were seeing it.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. It was happening somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And some of these houses, I couldn't imagine paying like base price $500 million, probably, or $500,000 up to $1 million for some of these homes where they are so close together. If you were to reach your hand out the third story window, and your neighbor did the same, you guys could like pass them a joint or something.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look out your bathroom window and you see the guy next to you looking through his kitchen window.
Gosh.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you bring a broader point with the whole Ferris wheel thing. These are, I couldn't imagine how frustrating it is to leave one of these things and to live there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's such an encapsulated community.
I think that Ferris wheel, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it's within a small community of businesses that is in a small large community of houses.
Yeah. Kind of on the south side. I think that's 635 or whatever that takes you to the airport.
Nice, cool area. I've got pictures on my social media actually from that area because we did Christmas or like a Christmas like lighting ceremony in that area because the Dallas Cowboys practice field is right over there.
Yeah. Frisco and stuff.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it looks like something from the future, like something if you saw those RoboCop robots that were going to replace RoboCop, those would be like down every street.
Good point. You know? It's like drop your firearm in 5 seconds. I don't have a firearm.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah,
three.
Exactly. Oh, man. But one thing Texas doesn't do, I don't think, is make really good lunch meat. Again,
Azerbaijan makes really good lunch meat. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about lunch meats the day I realized, or actually the day I became a man.
Mm.
When it comes to sandwiches, I was at my house and I didn't have any of the bologna or the ham, which is what I think that probably smoked turkey was another option that I enjoyed sandwich wise.
Yeah,
and I grabbed one of this ugly meat that had like green and red crap in it.
How it got in your fridge?
No clue.
Yeah.
No clue.
It's just been there.
It's just been there.
You buy a house, it comes with it.
Exactly.
It was just there. Put the red and green stuff in it.
Yeah. It's like, who's eating this crap? So I'm like, okay, I'll make me a sandwich with it. And I grew up that day.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I actually like this.
Yeah, yeah.
I could eat this crap.
Those pimentos are delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't just have to be old world Black Forest ham.
Right.
For me,
right.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That Black Forest ham is the water of lunch meats.
You're probably
you
right.
You need it. It's good. You know, it's all right. But it's like a go-to. You
right.
Know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. for a tuna melt. I got a tip on that because everybody loves a good tuna melt, but the worst thing that you can do is put the tuna straight onto the bread and then bake it, because then you get this horrible soggy like hammock. Yeah. That's what it turns into.
It will fall through.
It will fall through.
Yeah. Yeah. Right exactly. Down the middle.
Yeah.
It's so, in your lap.
Right, right. So what I do is I toast the bread elsewhere. I toast it in a toaster.
In a toaster.
Yeah. And then I take the tuna, I mix it with whatever you want to mix it with, and I form it into a patty, and I put that on aluminum foil and lay the cheese on top, and then bake that.
Ooh.
So that gets nice. And then the bread pops at the same time the tuna's done, spatula underneath, and you can lay it on that, and then you get the full baked bread
with the crispy of the bread
and the deliciousness of the cheese on the hot tuna.
The melted cheese.
That's how you
hot
do it.
Tuna.
Yeah.
Oh, so it just created an entire, a life hack right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Man, I love tuna sandwiches. Honestly, I prefer my tuna cold.
Me too.
Like, I mix it, a little mayonnaise, a little pickle relish.
I was going to say sliced pickle, a little bit.
Absolutely.
Cubed up pickles or something.
Still a slice of cheese on it, but it's one of those things that I can only eat when my wife is not home, and she's always home.
Yeah.
Like, she never goes anywhere. So.
Why is that?
Oh, she hates tuna.
Oh,
yeah.
The smell.
The smell of
it.
Okay.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. I've eaten tuna. I've gotten away with it at your place.
Because women can't make friends. That was going to be mine. So thank you, Tyler.
That's essentially it.
Yeah.
I've made it at your house before when I lived there. And it was like, dude, it was like handling hazmat.
Yeah.
Like stuff. Like I had a bag set to the side. when you drain tuna down the drain, you kind of like have hazard.
Yeah. Down the gullet, what are you talking about? That precious dolphin oil.
That's totally a little brother thing.
Yeah.
He knows your wife don't like tuna.
Yeah.
He's still got to have tuna that day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, usually when you drain tuna, like, I might be a little haphazard with it and kind of like, just drain it without thinking. I like, how all drains have that little star-shaped thing? I, like, made sure each drip went through the hole.
It didn't touch the middle.
No remnants.
Yeah. And then took that, wrapped it in a bag, wrapped it in another bag, went out in the woods and buried it. Like, nobody knew. because mom was the same way, so I know how to do it. Mom, like, our mom hates fish in general, tuna.
So you know how to handle it.
Yeah, exactly.
I just thought he was being a jerk.
No. I'm just going to say right now, one of my pet peeves is not liking seafood. Okay?
Yeah?
Is not... It's people who don't like seafood. You know what? Like 92% of the world lives off seafood. Yeah. You're one of these 8%. Nah, it's not for me.
Yeah. Now, are you talking shellfish allergies, or are you just talking about don't like it?
All right. If it's going to kill you, okay, I'll
then
give
get
you a
better,
pass.
Better genes.
Yeah,
how about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just need
don't
to
be allergic
a little bit at a time, and you won't die.
There you go.
But if eating a shrimp kills you, maybe you shouldn't be alive.
That's true.
No doubt. No doubt. And how you evolved to that place in the... I don't get it. But
yeah. You should have been weeded out in the
I made a paella last week, and I was very excited about it, but I made too much, as one does when you make a paella.
Can't make it. A single man can't make a paella.
No, there's no way to cook a paella for two people. So I made this big old vat of it, and it was so good, and I tried to eat as much of it as I could. That I probably ate like 2 pounds of it or something. But I was like wanting to call. I hollered at you, Tyler, but you were busy.
I didn't get a call.
No. Well,
you're gonna drive 40 minutes for paella.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been worth it. I'll just say that. Yeah. But I wasn't gonna impose that on you, because you get an invite to come eat dinner with somebody that evening. It's a little bit of a pressure.
That's true.
Right.
That's
right.
True.
You got to either do it, or you got to like come up with a crafty excuse why.
Right.
Why you can't?
I'm not eating anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Wife, the wife was pregnant a few weeks ago.
I'm dead.
But I was going to holler at some other family, and then I was like, oh, yeah, one of them doesn't like to sell shellfish and seafood.
Or fish in general,
Fish in general?
Yeah. Fish in general or
my heart
anything
hurts
from
for
the
them.
Sea.
It's not allergic, it's just don't like it.
Yeah, and because there is, you taste the sea, whatever that is. Whatever fishy taste is, you taste it.
That
you know?
Word, fishy.
Mm-hmm.
The wife, if anything is quote-unquote fishy, she will not.
Yeah.
And all we do is try to find fish that doesn't taste like fish.
That's true.
It's funny.
That's true. We try very... Lemon takes away. It takes whatever that is.
Whatever
it like
is,
dissolves it or incorporates it and overpowers it.
Yeah.
It's weird. And we use fishy as a word for like things that are... Yeah, that's fish.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's that, you know,
it's kind of fishy.
Nah,
yeah, give me an excuse. That's a little fishy, man.
We didn't. I didn't do nothing with that girl that night because it's just a little fishy.
Yeah. You know? Oh, that too.
That too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't down with the fish tacos that night.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you know, I even asked him like, "Have you ever had crappie?" And he was like, "No, no." I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna give you a little tough love next time I get a hold of some fried crappie. I'll whatever it takes. I'm gonna force it down your gullet.
Choo choo noise.
Yeah, yeah.
Airplane noises.
Yeah, here comes the crappie. Yeah. And you're gonna thank me afterwards.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One time, some of the best fish I ever had is when we went camping, and me, you, and another friend, we were camping down by the river, and
rolling doobies.
Yeah, rolling doobies in a van down by the river, and all three of us were fishing. We caught one crappie, which is tiny, you know, but you know, we
had
deboned
it
and cooked it on the fire.
Nice.
And we all had like little pieces of
it. It was
stuff.
You who caught it. You were like, only one who caught a fish, Tyler over here.
Yeah.
A third of a crappie is just enough. It's not enough to fill you up. It's just enough to wake up your appetite.
Yes.
And then not bed it back down.
That's
again.
Right. That's right.
Like, I got one
a third
line
of a
cocaine.
Gopher.
Yeah. I have one line of cocaine here. Let's split it into thirds and we'll all have a great time for no time.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
For 30 seconds.
We weren't planning on fishing for dinner, though. We had other dinner. Yeah. We just were like, let's see if we could do this. You know, I think we were mostly fishing with just sticks and line that we found, it's not like we brought. I don't think we did.
Yeah,
so you could survive on your own if you had to, because you've already fished.
I can fish.
Yeah,
I can do
with
it
a stick and line.
And the best way to have fish for dinner when you go camping is to not bring any other food. And then I promise you, you'll be having fish for dinner.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
It's the only constant. It's the only it's not guaranteed you'll find one, but it's a guaranteed source.
True.
You know, I'm not going to go trapping for squirrel
for
or hare or gopher. Yeah.
Gopher hare.
Yeah. I'm afraid one third of a gopher would only awaken my appetite.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Not.
That's an infinitely quotable.
And
movie.
Rabbit is really, really greasy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And you can die if you only eat rabbit.
Really?
You can get really sick. They call it, what do they call it?
It's like starvation with a belly full.
Yeah. Yeah. Rabbit starvation because it's so lean. No fat.
It's no fat. You need fat. Yeah.
So if you're,
trap a bear thing to do if you're stuck in the wild.
So it sounds like you couldn't live off venison then.
I wouldn't
imagine.
Or
is there a little more fat?
I
bet there's
parts
more fat.
That have some fat in them. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not sure how true that is in any place that isn't cold, because this is Les Stroud talking from Survivor Man, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. And he was surviving in the winter, like the cold, dead Canadian north. And
so
he's
everything's
like,
starving.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. And he's
so
like,
you're burning
cannot,
fat constantly.
Yeah.
He's shivering.
Yeah.
He caught three rabbits and he was like, you cannot do this. Like, you might think, like, oh man, I got food source all winter. You'll get very sick.
And okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So there you go. There's a little tip for all you people listening out in the bush right now.
Right.
No meat and all meat and no fat.
In Russia's winter.
Mm. Yeah, Russia. Yeah, right.
The seven of you.
I don't know about you.
Seven regular downloads from Russia. What is that?
That's interesting.
That's
it's people.
Crazy.
No, it's KGB monitoring us.
Oh, probably.
Yeah,
the remnants of the KGB.
Yeah, FSB.
Yeah. That's why I like named the podcast that released
NTSA.
I said the TSNSA.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
we kept kind of going back and forth. So I was like, you know.
In honesty, I was the one that confused the two originally, and you all had to correct me.
But it's weird that they both are very pertinent to the conversation that we were having.
Every TSA agent that was hired like 2 weeks ago thinks now that they're NSA.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm whistleblowing on.
It's from all the x-rays, I think, that they have to stand in front of Jerry Seinfeld.
That tiny bit of power they feel.
What's the deal with that? I mean, you get your teeth x-rayed, they put a big old heavy suit on you. They x-ray you at the airport, they just do it.
I don't know.
What's up with that?
It's not as strong, maybe. Or because isn't the x-ray at the TSA, it doesn't look into your cavity, I thought it can just see through your clothes a little bit.
Maybe
it's not that powerful. Yeah. It's not looking into your lungs or something.
That makes
maybe
sense.
It sees what's in your butt and also what you're hiding, what's taped to your stomach or something
when you go to the airport, you kind of give up all rights,
including
the right to not have your cells mutated.
Exactly. Good
by
point.
Gamma radiation.
I forget. I'll be flying to Seattle tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see if you come back the same man.
Exactly.
You have an extra arm.
Yeah.
Another extra arm.
Yeah, yeah. You already got a third leg.
Yeah, that's true.
Man. But as far as deli meats go, it's the best food is a sandwich.
And I also learned a little bit later in my 20s about, was it prosciutto? Mm-hmm. Prosciutto?
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto. Prosciutto. What is that? What is that meat exactly?
It's, I know it's definitely pork.
It's okay, it's from the pig then.
Yeah, it's
okay.
From a pig, and it's near bacon.
Oh, yeah.
It's because like it kind of looks like a,
yeah,
it looks like a huge piece of bacon, mm-hmm. but
real thin.
You right. have to slice it like
yeah,
what see is through it.
Mm. Yeah,
What's the neoprene thin? What's the cellophane thin?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
gotta cut yeah. it cellophane thin. You gotta be able to see through it.
Put some saran wrap on your sandwich.
Exactly, yeah. But no, that stuff is tasty.
When you got like a bolillo roll or some brogin, mm-hmm. and yeah. you throw butter on that and the prosciutto,
yeah,
you're like, this is too like, you know,
I forgot what they put the prosciutto on at the Mediterranean deli, but yeah. that was some falafel and yeah. some olives, some pitted olive. Oh
yeah. And then that you get that Italian hard bread. It's not flatbread, oh, yeah.
right,
but it's quite hard.
I know what you mean.
And then that has that beautiful like goat cheese butter or whatever mm. that's on it. I've not had this, but I've seen it. And then you get the salami that's actually thick cut, but it's not as thick. You know, like round wise,
yeah,
it's cut thick, but it's still small, like what you would see a pepperoni.
The pepperonis,
yeah,
right.
Oh my god, that looks so good.
Mm. I'm hungry, made the mistake. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Salami is the best lunch meat, I believe.
Okay,
I made the mistake because my Italian is not so good. I ordered a bruschetta sandwich from a place once, and I got it, and it was just a sandwich with the pile, like it's like they dumped a can of Rotel. Some bread, disgusting.
Yeah. On the crunchy bread.
Yeah, on the crunchy bread. Yeah. It was like some panini or something. Yeah.
I've had one in my life, those deli sandwiches that like Arby's wishes they were doing, where they fold like a pound of roast beef on that.
Mm. Yeah, which they show in the commercials of Arby's.
Yes, yeah,
but you don't get that in the freaking drive-thru.
Dude, I'm eating, that's Couchwitz. I'm in that, dude. I don't care.
mayo or Miracle Whip on it.
Dude, they both have their place.
Yes.
On that's got to be mayo if you were to do mayo. But in my opinion, with roast beef, mustard is all you need.
Oh
yes, with roast beef, mustard's beef, good.
But I like a good what goes on the roast beef there?
The au jus?
Is it the au jus, the French dipper. I love that.
You put mayonnaise with roast beef, you're a redneck at that point.
It's delicious, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, you go over there
some
and order some
pepperonis.
I just wish like Miracle Whip has its place. We were talking about this earlier. It's a very specific place for Miracle Whip. It's just unfortunate they only sell it in 5 gallon tubs.
Yeah.
They should
sell it seasonally. Like eggnog, and it should be in a little thing because it only goes on turkey sandwiches, right? or bologna.
That's
the only two acceptable, you know, times you could do it. Have you guys ever had those only place I could find this, and maybe I'm not looking hard enough around here, but it's fried chicken sliced into deli meat. It's unbelievable.
Yes. Well, I think Walmart does that.
Walmart does it? Okay, I got to look a little closer. But they fry chicken and then slice it for deli meat. It's ridiculously good. It's greasy. It's not dry. You know,
you don't need no condiments at that point.
You really don't. But in that instance, mayonnaise on that,
mind blown.
Yeah.
I hadn't had that.
Mm-hmm.
I did mind blown when I had the fried turkey for the first time ever.
Yeah?
You know, deep fried turkey.
Deep fried
turkey. First time I ever had deep fried turkey. You don't want a baked turkey again. Who cares about a broiled turkey?
Smoked turkey, I'm just not a huge fan of. Yeah.
I'm not sure I ever had smoked turkey. I imagine it'd be dry. It'd have to be dry.
I thought, didn't you get one at you guys went to that festival in Oklahoma.
The turkey leg?
Commercially smoked turkey.
It's all purple and
stuff. Dude, it was covered in like a gelatinous.
Yeah.
It was really bad. Like, it looked good. But the first bite I took into it, I was like, oh.
He was disappointed immediately.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
I think I paid like $13 for one at a festival one time. I was so excited. I told Caitlin, we are going for the turkey legs. And then I get there, I get one, and it's the same thing. It's like the meat's purpley. It's got that gelatinous fat all over it. Took one bite, and I did throw it in the trash can because it was like those cheap drumsticks that you buy from those overly processed chickens where it's nothing but sinew and fat through it, and those like feather tubes. It's still got the feather tubes in it. Yeah,
ugh,
gross.
Ugh. Yeah. I've had one turkey, bacon wrapped turkey leg from like a festival from a food truck. And it was so good, dude.
Really?
But it was dry, drier than I would normally like a turkey leg, but it didn't matter because it was singed and blackened.
With the bacon wrap.
No gelatinous nonsense on it.
It's like what you get at a Renaissance fair or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm down with. I don't care if it's a little dry, if you get that carbon, you know, or what do they call that? The caramelization on it. Yeah.
See, where I'm an Indian taco guy at the fair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If I'm going to the fair, Indian taco, wrap it up with a nice funnel cake, I'm good to go.
Now, I've seen, I love when you get blasted on Facebook, and this happened a lot in Flagstaff, quite a large Native American population there.
Yeah.
The Indian tacos, it's like, come on down, $8. It's usually going to something. But yeah. I got to be honest, around here, the times I've seen it, it's like $17 is the, and it's like, are you kidding me? That's just that flatbread stuff with, you know,
with,
it's like.
With, it's a, what do they call them? What's the shell taco?
Yeah.
What's the shell taco?
Like a taco bowl or something?
They call it a salad. Taco salad.
Oh, taco salad.
It's like a taco salad, but on fry bread. For those that may not know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's $17 for the Arkansas youth mass shooter sports program.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. No, that's youth shooting sports.
Oh,
get it right.
Yeah, not mass shooter. Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's see here. I've made some pretty wild creations before. Naan bread. I once baked naan bread. It was garlic flavored naan bread with butter. I put butter on it and baked it.
So that's non bread, like it's not real bread.
No, it's naan. Yeah. Oh, it's not. It's non bread. It's gluten free.
Put that with a vegan meat.
Yeah. Tofu.
Ezekiel bread.
Yeah. No. I'm no, not like you. Needing to live off of the bread. You know. But
naan bread. What? Give me a little.
It's Indian. It's East Indian.
I got
like
you.
Yeah, and
like dot not feather.
Dot not feather. Okay. You can bake it and it gets all puffy in certain ways. You can just bake it and it's nice and flat. You can eat it. You can just tear it and dip it in some hummus and stuff like that. Almost like pita bread. It's very similar to a pita bread.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of different types of it, but this one was like the flat kind that you might roll into a falafel of some kind or something.
Oh yeah.
But I cooked up some ramen, and you know made the dry ramen like. Like after it was done cooking, like
drained it completely.
Sticky ramen, and like you know, made it sticky. Kept whipping it and seasoned it with what I wanted, and then put it onto the naan bread and rolled it up, and I called it a Ramadan taco.
Nice, that sounds good.
I was high.
Yeah. And just for our listeners, just to be sure, it was not halal.
No, it was not halal.
I will say, though, went to McDonald's this week, or actually had the boys pick up McDonald's this week, and I picked up a Big Mac and a McChicken, and I made my own version of the McGangbang from my sons.
Oh, that thing is serious.
Yeah, it was a real deal.
Well, let me show you something, boys, now that you're almost adults.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you want to know, McGangbang is a McDouble peeled in half with a McChicken stuck in the middle of it, or if you're in Canada, it's a McDouble with they call it a junior chicken, which is also what I believe Burger King calls theirs. It's weird.
Okay.
But
that's funny.
I remember when I worked at McDonald's, I made the Bangus Mac. That was a
Bangus Mac.
I called it the Bangus Mac because it was the Big Mac, but instead of the regular little shit patties, you used the Angus patties.
Whoosh. I'm gonna order. That
I couldn't finish it.
Really?
Could not finish it. It was that big, and I was young then. And
See, I always love the idea of the Big Mac, but it's such a letdown when you get it. It's crushed down into nothing, it's the tiniest little, you know, 3 millimeter thick patty. Yeah.
Some assembly required.
Exactly. Always. Yeah, and it's got the little. What is the slivers of onions?
Yeah.
The slivers of onions have always pressed up against the side of the box.
Yeah.
So now you can't pick up the Big Mac without getting that crap all over your fingers.
Yeah. You smell like onions the rest of the day.
Where's the pickles at? They're stuck to the bottom of the bun.
Exactly. Yeah. But I did. I took the middle bread out, put that McChicken in there.
Yeah. Oh, did you replace it? Did you put the bread back
in? I just replaced that one middle bread on the Big Mac with the McChicken.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Mm.
Yeah. And that was my own version of the McGangbang.
That's delicious, man.
You know, KFC had, I think it was called...
The Double Down.
The Double Down, where it was a chicken sandwich, but instead of buns, it had more chicken.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was good.
It was
two fried chickens and bacon in the middle.
Bacon in the middle, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was. A lot of people were dying from it. So they had to. I don't think they
matter
sell
of fact
it
they
anymore.
Were selling that here when you guys first started. Y'all remember that?
Oh yeah, they test things down here.
Yeah. It's funny.
See how much you know. Here's the bacon flavored Sprite or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
How does this affect type 2 diabetes?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll study to the South. We'll find out.
Yeah. they'll eat it.
Yeah,
and they'll have type 2
That's
diabetes.
Right. That's
well,
right.
They got it already.
Exactly.
So, you know, you can't get type 2 diabetes again.
Yeah. That's right.
Like I'd be sued for giving it to him again. That's right.
Like I think on their first podcast, I talked to a guy who fell into a municipal sewer treatment facility once, and I asked him, I was just like, well, were you worried about anything like Hep C or anything? He's like, man, I have it already. So,
yeah. Can't get it.
Once you get it, you got it forever. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's the most American thing. You sit down at a fast food place, you got the tray full, and you're just like, I'm getting ready. The bib goes here.
Absolutely.
The insulin shot right beforehand.
Absolutely.
Not dive in.
Yeah. I just want to bring up one of my favorite Jim Gaffigan jokes ever, where he's talking about McDonald's and how embarrassing it can be to eat at McDonald's. You never want to see anybody you know at McDonald's, you know, and if you do, you're like, oh, I'm not eating here. I'm just here to pick up a prostitute, okay? Yeah. And he should be here any moment.
Yeah. You don't pre-insulin. You just set the EpiPen next to you the fact.
Yeah.
So when you start feeling a little, you're crooked.
Yeah,
you just pop it
absolutely.
In your leg.
It is embarrassing to go to any fast food joint. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever slept with somebody that worked at a restaurant that you really like and you can never go back. Oh. But if you have a friend that's like, I just started working at McDonald's, you're like, well, got to find the other one on the other side of town then.
Yeah.
Especially like at this age, you know, you see like you got a buddy who's like 30, 40 years old and you go through McDonald's and he's like just sweating it over there by the grill. You're like, I need to find different friends.
Yeah. Or you might know the guy is like, dude, I want to eat anything he's made.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Ooh, that's even worse.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Got one. You know him. I don't know if you call him an acquaintance that is friends. I'm friends with.
I know his name.
Yeah. I mean, he's like 35. Your brother's friend working at McDonald's. And whenever I hang out with, it's just so weird. Like, I feel like I'm in high school again. Like, because when you're in high school, either you or somebody you know is working at a fast food place. Yep. It's just weird now when you're like, you're all in your mid-30s and you have careers and stuff, and then the one friend comes by that smells like French fries.
Oh, yeah.
And
the grease trap.
Smells like the grease. French fries. I shouldn't talk bad about McDonald's French fries. It smells like the grease trap from it.
Because I'd always have that guy over if he smelled like the French fries.
Right. Yeah. And he's like, oh, man, I just got promoted to second shift swing manager, man, the assistant manager is just a jerk, and you know, once she gets out of high school, we'll see how the rest of her her time here goes.
Yeah, exactly. I hate it when people younger than me are telling me what to do.
Yeah,
right?
Everybody there. Yeah. You don't like to see old people. Like sometimes I feel like some of the fast food places they had a little thing where we want to get like retired seniors back into the workforce, so we'll invite them to come work at fast food restaurants. Nothing more depressing than seeing somebody who's on the Social Security dole who is now doling out, you know, your Big Mac.
And there's only two types of seniors working at McDonald's. The one that is on top of it and making sure everything is perfect.
Got that work ethic from the Great Depression.
Exactly. Yeah. And the other one who is freaking lost.
Yeah.
Has no clue what they're doing because it's way too many bells and buttons and lights at them.
Oh, my gosh. What is this? I remember when it was just whatever.
Yeah. I remember when we just filled the Coke in the McDonald's cup ourselves.
Yeah.
Now there's a conveyor belt.
Yeah. And then, my gosh. I just remember getting McDonald's here in town, and I go through, I think I've told the story on the podcast before, but I don't care. I go through the drive-through, I order an iced coffee and a sausage biscuit. That is what I want. Okay. I get through, they hand me the iced coffee, they hand me the sack. If the weight is about right, I'm like, okay, no need to check it. I'm on my way back to work. I dig in, I'm going to eat it while driving.
Yeah.
And it's full of condiments and like creamers and ketchup
and that's it.
Mints and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, what?
No actual food.
Yeah. It was like I got Indiana Jones'd. They like took my thing and like handed me that.
It right.
Yeah.
Little bag of sand.
Yeah, and it was particularly busy. That's and so funny. I go back through the drive-thru because COVID, the lobby was shut down, right? So I can't raise white hell, white guy,
what's the meaning of
this? Exactly. Yes.
And you can't believe what you did to me.
Yeah. So I wait all the way through the drive-thru and I get up there and, hi, how can I help you? I'm like, I got my receipt right here. This is, you guys got my order wrong. I got like a bag full of garbage. It's like, it's not what I need, you know? And it's like, hold on. right? And then this other, and I know we know this creature that works there.
Uh-oh.
It's like Gollum-y, hobbit-like creature.
The one that obviously has hemophilia. He looks like he was... He looks like he's part of the British royal family.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Hunched over and just kind of, hunchback without the hunch.
Yeah.
Hemophilia is a blood disease, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, you can't clot it. It's one of those, cleft lips, you know, where you only get it if your family's been inbreeding for a really long time. If this guy's grandpa was also his brother. I guarantee it.
If he cuts his finger, he's dying.
Yeah, that's I got you.
Yeah, yeah. I cut my finger to death. That's but so I go, so I'm sitting there, hold on 1 second, and then it switches to this kid, and he's like, sir,
he's like 45 years old.
That's true.
Right. Sorry.
He still plays Minecraft, though.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I just have this kid or this guy blaring at me, sir, we don't have any root beer, you know? And I'm just like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Waiting all your life for this.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just like, no, you know, go through it. And, you know, it's just, eventually I just get told to pull ahead.
No,
and
course,
everything gets, you know, resolved and absolutely. Whatnot. But I always like that part where I explain my issue and then I get somebody new. And
who has
just
no
yelling
clue.
At me about root beer. And I don't want it. It's 9 in the morning. I just want a sausage biscuit and to never see you again.
This is the South, okay?
It says,
exactly. Root beer is coffee, all right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like your black coffee, okay?
Can I get iced coffee? It's just root beer. I'm not sure if we talked about this either, but Coke around here means soda.
Yeah, of any kind.
Yeah, of any kind. So you go through, can I get a Coke? Yeah, what you want?
What kind?
Yeah, what kind?
Yeah.
Regular?
Vanilla? Or what's the options? He's like, we got Mountain Dew. We got this.
Yeah. Pepsi?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I said a Coke.
Yeah. Fanta is Coke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
I want the orange Coke.
Yeah, yeah.
I want that white. I want the clear Coke. Yeah. You mean Sprite?
Yeah,
7-Up.
Yeah.
I want
that Coke I could see through. Yeah.
This is supposed to mean Coke must have been such a authoritarian company down here,
right?
It's just now it's in the brain.
Yeah.
You want a Mountain Dew, you ask for a Coke. Okay.
Right,
you want a
right.
Pepsi, you ask for a Coke.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. True.
You want a Coke, you ask for, I guess, a Coke. That's just default.
It's funny, though. Many people around here, especially in the South, I don't know about the North, but especially in the South, if you ask for a Coke and all they have is Pepsi, you'd be like, is Pepsi okay? Because for most people I know, no, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
I asked for a Coke. You don't have it. Give me your other options. Except Pepsi. I, on the other hand, am a Pepsi fan. I prefer Pepsi over Coke, but I understand that not every place has Pepsi.
One of those businesses.
Exactly.
Yeah, so is Pepsi okay? Well, I don't want the old Coke.
Yeah.
That's what Pepsi tastes like to me. It's just old Coke, which
what
is still
you forgot
fine.
To give the last guy is now Pepsi.
Yeah. See, that's funny you say that. Pepsi to me is like the adult Coke. Coke is too sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's got too much
burns.
100%.
Yeah.
To me, I believe that they're the same company. They make the Coke, and then what's left in the vats is Pepsi.
I think at the end of the day, that's probably true, but I hate how exclusive places are. It's they either have the Coke products, which Coke is Coke. I mean, it's number one, I think, probably the number one soda, but after that, there's nothing.
Mellow Yellow? Are you kidding me?
Penis is small enough as it is, thank you. Okay. So,
Pepsi has the superior line.
Exactly. Yeah, Pepsi definitely does, because
You got Mountain Dew, you got Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper's Pepsi, right?
Oh, wait, no, that's Coke.
Oh, is that Coke?
Actually, Dr. Pepper's separate, I think, now.
I think you might be right, because they offer it, everywhere.
Okay.
Even if Pepsi's there, sometimes they'll throw Mr. Pibb there.
They're the independent party then.
They may have broke off of them.
But I'll tell you what's more embarrassing than going through the McDonald's is going through KFC.
Oh,
that is the lowest of the low of the fast food.
Yes.
And around here, it looks like these methed out swamp trolls that handle it for you, and it's just it's really bad. Like if you go through and you're looking for KFC, man.
I can't even look them in the eye.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to eat it.
Yeah.
The first wiki answer that pops up is this. So I don't know if this is a fact. I did not research beyond this. The truth is that Dr. Pepper is owned by neither Coke nor Pepsi, even though Coke and Pepsi plants bottle it.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where it comes from.
It's the holdout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Dr. Pepper really is got to be the most popular at the end of the day. Like everybody likes it, right?
Down in the South, I think it's number one, really.
I've seen dehydrated people just chugging.
Oh my goodness.
Dr. Pepper looking for that thirst.
The hydration.
The quencher. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
It's not.
Yep. I have a friend who's a doctor who said that he had a particular patient, didn't mention any names, so no HIPAA laws violated there, who said that the guy was very, very badly stricken by diabetes. And he told them, look, if you don't, I guess the guy was drinking 12 Dr. Peppers a day. Nice. And he said, if you don't stop this, like cut yourself down just a few a day or something, you will lose your leg. And the guy literally told him, like, but you have to take my leg, doc, because I ain't stopping the Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I'm going to die from it.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine anything, whatever it is in your life,
yeah,
saying, I choose not to stop doing this. So you can have my leg. Or my arm. Either way, whatever. You
want something whaling, okay? Yeah, I ain't stopping whaling even if I lose a leg, you know? I mean, something. Yeah.
All right.
But that's only if an accident happens.
Right, yes. Yeah,
your doctor's saying you will lose that leg
if
you don't at least cut back.
Yeah.
You
sit in a little water. Mm.
Yeah, you're like, I want 23 of those 23 flavors a day.
Yeah.
Well, get in the mind of it. Get in the mind of it. You're going to lose your leg if you keep drinking Dr. Pepper. So it's like, keep the leg. Bleh. You know, I don't use it that much anyway.
Yeah.
Or I lose the leg. I continue with the Dr. Pepper. I get the handicapped parking.
Ooh.
I get the buggy.
The
electric buggy at Walmart. I get the disability. Mm. Sure, take the leg.
If I'm really feeling it, you know?
That's a great
risky
point. Yeah, I know quite a few people that would make that decision now that I think about it. You're right. Good point.
I might.
I thought about it before. There are certain things that I would do with the risk that I'd lose a limb, you know,
like,
afterwards.
For example.
I don't know, like juggling a chainsaw or something, that'd be pretty cool, you know? But
I can see that.
Not things I'm probably going to do, but that could.
That's what I was going to say. Name one thing that is worth losing a limb for, because I've had great sex, and I don't care. It's not worth losing a whole-ass limb for. Mm. I've said the words, I'd give my left nut to get with that.
Yeah.
But would I wouldn't really? Actually.
Yeah.
Not,
talking about shirkin.
Especially with post-nut clarity.
Right.
Wouldn't
happen. I don't think there's anything good enough to give up a limb for.
Not that I can think. I mean,
maybe your other health. That's about it.
Good point. My head.
If your house.
My brain is going under if my leg stays.
Well, yeah. All right.
Lose the leg. At the femur. Fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
Cut it off right there with a chainsaw.
Ooh. See, if I had to, I'd want it past the knee at least.
Yeah. Know? Like a little something left down there. I'd still like to bend.
I got you.
Bend.
That makes sense.
Scare my grandkids with it.
Well,
they've got those, you know, those fake hinges now that when you pick it up, it'll hinge out like it's a leg.
Yeah.
I at least like to think if I'm going to lose a leg, I'm going to still have some dignity about me afterwards. I saw a guy the other day who younger than me, I'm certain, and I saw him at a pizza buffet, which if you're lost a leg, maybe a pizza buffet, not the place for you, because it looked like it was probably health issues, care of himself. Yeah. But it was cut off like right in the middle of the thigh. Femur just sawed in half, like, you know, half a foot above the knee, it was gone. Mm. Just that's a lot of leg missing. But this guy seemed to have no dignity about it. He was in a wheelchair, and his arms were just draped down, and he was moving himself in the wheelchair with his one good foot, just like scraping himself, dragging himself along. You still got arms, man. You better use them, or you might lose them too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree. That person that's a sad situation to be in, because let's be honest, we all have four limbs. We all are functioning in most. I don't know if you have health problems, but we all function for the most part.
I couldn't have less than four limbs. I don't want less.
If it was your choice,
I'd take four limbs every time.
But what I'm saying is, as we're talking about this today, we are intact.
Yes.
So we're not speaking from experience.
Are you saying other people aren't whole?
But what I'm saying is, I couldn't.
We get people looking at somebody with no legs like, this isn't that cool anyway.
Well, there's tons of people out there who have functional lives with no limbs. Or with two limbs, or with three, or they're
no
functional.
Limbs?
Yeah, with no limbs. They're paraplegics, and they still function. There's a very smart one that died recently that had limbs.
Huh? Oh, Pillow Man.
Worm Man.
Oh, yeah. Pillow Man.
The guy from Kids. I have no legs. I have no legs.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
It's an awful movie.
They're functioning in their capacity.
Yeah.
It may not be full function of society, but they are functioning.
Hey, they kill
that guy that scoots himself with one leg and drapes his arms. He is, in my opinion, just looking for sympathy.
Yeah.
Just looking for sadness, because like you just said, he could use those arms.
Yeah, absolutely.
He could use the arms and leg.
Yeah.
He could have rehabilitated possibly. I don't know his exact, but there are plenty of people that got into that situation and then rehabilitated themselves to walk again.
Yeah, yeah. Change your lives exactly. Afterwards. Yeah, yeah.
No, so some people give up.
Back to the pizza buffet, we're going. And then what did they do?
Yeah, it's the whole family, and there was like, I think three kids and the wife, they all went right, they went straight past the pizza buffet, past everybody, past the buffet, past the cashier, to the bathroom in the back, and they all went in the same door. Mm. And I, you know.
That's one holer, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it's an individual bathroom.
I think it's a one holer in that one. I don't know for a fact.
I don't know. Yeah. But I just thought it was everybody going there. Okay, like if your kid's got to go to the bathroom, one parent, maybe not the guy in the wheelchair who's dragging himself with one foot. Maybe don't make him go chaperone the child.
It'd be crowded.
Yeah, you know, maybe the mom could go do it. But no, they all went in there. So all I can assume is like, well, we got to, you know, before we eat, it's time to change daddy's bandages because it was very fresh. It had the whole like the gauze bandage on the stump, on the end of the stump, blood. And then just like taped together. It was very, very recent. Loss of limb for this gentleman, and I don't know, maybe it was just time before it's a tradition, family tradition, you change the bandaging before you eat.
Yikes.
Maybe we're being disgusting. Too harsh on this guy. He recently lost a limb.
I'm just saying that. What? I don't know if it's true.
Recently lost the limb. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure if I still had bandages on my limb, I'd probably use a wheelchair until able to rehabilitate.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not going to drag yourself angrily around, though.
Not with my arms drooped. No, yeah. You're right. Yeah. No, I agree.
I'm not working these.
Maybe it's just so fresh you hadn't learned how the wheelchair works.
Yet. Maybe.
Yeah. You know? That moment of realization.
But at this point, if it's that fresh, doesn't your wife or one of the kids push you? I mean, do you have to drag yourself?
Nobody was making the effort. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great. This guy he hadn't worked in years, and now he's got one leg and half a femur left. He certainly ain't getting a job now. So, tired of this guy.
The super, I guess politically correct people, they just haven't been to the South or they haven't seen the particular legless people honestly, I mean, when they're like, oh, you know, I'm so sensitive to that, and they're thinking of like a dude like killing it on wheelchair basketball or something. Right. Like, no, go to Walmart in Arkansas and like you're going to see the most disgusting humanity with one leg.
And most of the doctors would tell you 12 years ago, they could have been just fine if they had just got up and did their actual stuff they should have been doing.
Stop the Dr. Pepper slamming competitions.
Yeah, exactly. Change the IV to water.
This isn't a military wound that they come back from, you know, fighting for your freedoms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not we're Lieutenant talking smack. Dan.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
No. And it's like literally like I've seen, there's one that goes around on the buggy in the Walmart around here and it just takes up the whole aisle. Doesn't matter. Just looks real mean and nasty.
Kind of turns them into assholes sometimes. Yeah. And
let me use my own example. Yesterday I went to the dentist. That was a freaking painful experience.
Oh, man.
Why? Yeah. Because I haven't been to the dentist since before the pandemic. So 3 years since I've been there. And I'm not the best at keeping my teeth the way I should. So, you know, I got receding gum line. I got the whole thing. And they had the plaque. They had to get in there like two-handed
with a pry bar.
Yeah, scraping that crap off.
Get their cheater pipe for this guy.
Yeah. But you know what I didn't do? I didn't look for sympathy because my mouth hurt yesterday evening. I was like, this is my fault.
Yeah.
It's my fault that my mouth hurts. Mm. I'm going to go have to do the other. They only did this side yesterday.
Right.
They got to go and do the other side in September because it's free healthcare. That's the soonest time that I had.
So you weren't sitting on the couch going, Lord, can I get ice cream?
I need some. I did say my mouth hurts, so I haven't eaten today.
Mm.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I'll bring home something that's soft. That was nice of her. I wasn't telling her that.
Right.
That's fair enough. Yeah. And exactly. I was like, to the credit of the disabled, the limbless folks around here, it's not so much they're looking for sympathy as they're just trying to take that out on the rest of the world.
Yeah, yeah. You
know? Very good point.
Yeah, the dark hole of hope that they had is now, you know, they want it filled by taking it away from other people.
Yeah.
Why is it that the guy, you know, lost his leg in the, you know, IED in the war or whatever? Why is he busting his butt to be Mr. Wheelchair Basketball? And why is the ones that are, you know, hepatitis C/diabetes 2, why are they losing limbs and feeling like everybody should?
They gave up a long time ago.
Yeah, he lost his limb because he was dedicated enough to be there.
Good point.
You know, these people lost their limbs because they just
they wouldn't even dedicate their own lives to themselves.
Right, right. Because they just stuck a jumbo straw in a jar of mayonnaise every day.
We know one guy who's, before long, he won't have both pegs under him. And
that's
it was
dang truth.
We were doing some work. It was one summer. We were doing some work in an area, very labor intensive work. And this guy was out there. I mean, it was middle of summer. It was 100 degrees outside. We're as soon as you get out of the AC, you're just drenched in sweat.
Yeah. Slamming water, right?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
This guy's just, he's got a pile of Dr. Pepper cans next to his work area. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to go inside and get some more water. Can I get you some? He's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Just cracks another Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, this will quench it.
And he's already lost at least one limb due to the diabetes. Yeah.
Not yet.
Oh, yeah.
Not yet. No, I'm just putting money on it.
Yeah. He is cane ridden, right?
I thought we were talking about the same guy that's already lost a limb due to diabetes.
No, this is the guy's asking for it. Yeah. And this guy's had a lot of, you know, heart problems and stuff, kind of like the kind of perennial heart surgeries and stuff.
Yeah.
Again, another reason, you know, you don't have to wait to lose your leg before you start making better health decisions for yourself, you know?
I've never met this man before, but I had to drive him home at one point, and he was just like complaining the whole time, and I got him in my seat, and he's smelling, you know, and I drive him up into the trailer, and I mean, that's all you need to know, dude. Yeah. It was like the worst trailer I've ever seen you know, so you're not gonna fix
his entire life is that
exactly
way.
How many broken washing machines were
oh my god
front?
yeah water heaters three
yeah blow them up or something, have some fun with them. I mean, it's just
and
just
nothing
ridiculous.
Wrong with living in a trailer.
No.
Not at all.
But, you know.
It was nice. One of the richest guys I'm friends with had a wonderful trailer home.
That thing was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
really? I would be glad to have a trailer myself, but I would definitely not have piles of junk outside of it.
Back in the 80s, my aunt was the richest person in our family. She worked for AT&T. She was a lineman for AT&T.
For the county.
For the county. For the entire
state. One of the few linemen in the female linemen in the whole
probably
country.
Well, I was guessing.
Line person,
yeah. Excuse me. No, she would prefer, I call her Aunt Tex.
Yeah.
She'd be preferred to call lineman.
Yeah.
But no, and I don't know, what was the point of the story?
She was the richest person in your family, but she had a mobile home?
But she lived in a double-wide mobile home on 100-something acres out in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Yeah. You know, but she preferred, that's what she chose to live in. Matter of fact, it's funny. You see people that are wealthy enough to, you know, they got their little single-wide mobile home, you know, on some acreage or whatever, and then they get some money or they're working, you know, they're doing really well. They upgrade to that bigger mobile home.
Yeah, just stick another one
right in front of it. Yeah. Yes, that's literally what she did.
Yeah. Oh, man. See, that would be all right. It's just the ones that you see around here.
Pond behind
they,
it.
They adopt the whole beautiful lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. Might as well lean into it.
Yeah. You know, I don't smoke meth, but I went ahead and bought a meth lab.
How come the trailer houses, not all of them, some of them are very nice, again, how come a lot of the trailer houses around here don't have any of the underpinning left? Mm. It's like literally have animals living under your house.
Yeah.
They
went under there to stash enough guns and other you know, various packages.
Bury their jars of dollar bills.
Yeah.
They were too out of it at one point to leave their water running during when it got real cold, because that's something you have to do in the South. None of our houses, even mine, a brick house, is not protected well enough from cold weather that if I don't leave water running during some nights in the winter, it'll freeze up. And you have a trailer home, you just, you know, maybe you're not the most, not filled with the most gumption as it is, and you just like, I need to run water, screw it. And so then tomorrow you just crawl under it and go replace the pipe. So it's easier to just leave the siding off.
Yeah, exactly.
Easier to get back under.
And then enough times that you have to do that to access different points.
Yeah.
And there you go. You got a nice beach home that in case it floods. Well, you know, you're up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Stilts and wheels.
In case that global warming, you know.
Yeah.
Polar caps.
Byron.
Yeah. All right, guys. I got a question.
Uh-oh.
I got to pull up here.
I love it.
It's going to take a second to pull up here, but we can be...
what's your favorite lunch meat?
Yeah, pretty much. Right? It's actually closer than you'd think. Let me pull it up. Come on now. I'm going to have to cut this part out where I don't have it ready.
Very unprepared.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got to pee.
Oh,
not
man.
Too bad, though.
Oh, man.
You got to get out of here soon, too, don't you?
I don't.
Oh,
y'all
we all
do.
Do. Yeah, oh, we really
oh, yeah,
have
we,
to.
We do.
Yep. All right, here we go. Question. My husband will only eat cheese pizza and potatoes. I'm not lying. My husband has always been a picky eater, but it's gotten to the point where he will only eat cheese pizza or potatoes. It can be any type of potatoes as long as it doesn't have anything extra added. Anything I cook, he'll wince and he eats what he wants. This really rubs off on our son. He refuses to eat any sort of vegetables and constantly uses my husband as an excuse. My son does eat his food, but by the end, this is causing a huge rift between my husband and I, and I'm not sure what to do.
Mm. I feel your pain. I am married to someone who did not grow up with very good dietary habits. Mm-hmm. And at this point, my wife would eat ice cream for dinner, for breakfast.
She's an adult.
And she is. And now she has the metabolism of a squirrel. It's like the more ice cream she eats, the more fit she is. I mean, she's got abs, you know.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And
she's like only 6 days post baby too.
Yeah, so right. I think, Tyler, you described it as like a piece of like a steel covered with a bologna slice.
Yeah.
You know, that's her stomach.
That's what it feels like when you feel it. It's just you feel the flesh a little bit.
But she also knows, I think it's, you know, you can walk the walk. It's different to talk the talk. But she knows that that's going to have to change very soon. Right now, the baby eats nothing but this powdered crap that you can barely find in the country right now. But soon she'll have to, you know, she'll have to be eating them Brussels sprouts and broccoli and all that stuff. And my wife's going to have to be right there with her.
Yeah.
So
it's tough, man.
But this has gone too far.
6-year-old son, I think it was, right?
Now it's a problem to you? I mean,
first off, let me go to one very specific point that they made there. I want to find out if I heard wrong. He likes his potatoes cooked anyway, but with nothing else.
Sprinkle of salt?
I know, no salt, butter. No butter, no nothing.
Yeah, just eating a baked potato like an apple.
Yeah. I think he's the devil, actually.
Yeah, probably. That's
physically
horrible.
Satan.
Got mental health issues or
and
something.
And cheese pizza? What?
I mean, I'm a pizza guy.
Yeah.
I do enjoy a slice of cheese pizza every now and again.
Yeah.
But I got to have some meat and veggies on my pizza. Mm-hmm. Something. Right?
Pepperoni?
Pepperoni. I mean, That's the minimum.
Yeah. There's zero meat in his diet. That's ridiculous. Cheese pizza and potatoes. So zero vegetables as well.
Actually, mainly carbs. You're right.
Yeah,
mainly
yeah.
carbs. A very small amount of protein with the cheese and things, but fats and carbs. That's all he's getting.
He better be like just lifting all day.
I know, right?
just walking around with like 30-pound kettlebells.
I hope
all
so.
Day.
Otherwise, I finally got him out of the house for a minute to go to the parent-teacher conferences, but it took a crane to get him there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? We had to knock a hole in the roof.
We always need more information on these, and then it's never there, you know. But cheese pizza
leave
and potatoes, that's what we always say.
How long y'all been together? At least 6 years now.
Yeah. What you need to do is just start to incorporate. Like, you got to sit down and be like, it's always talk, right? Talk to him about it. But if he does it, if he's open to it, then it's like, you know, like we said earlier, Indiana Jones it. Like, just start getting cheese pizza with broccoli on it, and just because broccoli on pizza is delicious. I know he won't like it, but at least he gets to, you know, maybe fold the pizza over so he doesn't have to see. You're not going to taste
the
broccoli.
He's getting a little fiber in his diet, you know?
Yeah, and just do that and do that and do that. And then,
I've been doing that with Caitlin, is sneaking more vegetables into her food, and it works, you know? It's like when you got to give your dog medicine, okay? You got to hide it.
Yeah. Get him a cauliflower crust. I'm not going to. I don't need that.
He dies from it.
Yeah.
And now we're sued.
Don't do that, actually. Don't make any dietary changes.
Don't get me wrong, guys. I think we all have our own tastes, weird things, whatever. You know, we'd probably prefer this, that, or the other. And as adults, we grew out of a lot of that. You know, I want pizza and potatoes only as a kid. Yeah, I've said that, I'm sure. But once you had a child who, like you said, now your wife is going to have to kind of man up, start eating some of those, you know, greens or whatever with the child.
It's going to happen. Yeah.
That's what he had to have done earlier. Mm-hmm. 6 years now is to the point where, like you said, the kid's already arguing with you.
Yeah.
Because of dad.
Right.
He's already ruined the child.
Bad example.
Throw them both out.
Yeah. Move to China. Start a new family over there.
Yeah. Go to Gold's Gym. Yeah. Go to Gold's Gym and find a guy that looks good
and enjoys protein.
I'm going to have to kind of point the spotlight at her for a second. Imagine it's a her. But I'm going to have to point the spotlight at her for a second. You know, says that she, I'm not going to say you have to be, maybe you should be a better cook, but you should have, this is an effort. Yeah. You should have really been making years and years ago.
Yeah.
And maybe learn to be a little better cook. I mean, you can't, I don't know. It's just unfathomable to me to 6 years old, 6 year old kid taking the same, just following dad now has been eating nothing but cheese, pizza, and potatoes.
Which is naturally for the child. That's natural for the child.
It's natural
for
the child.
You cannot blame the child for wanting to be like dad.
Yeah, and I just, you just had to have tried a little harder. I don't know what you're trying to do now.
Well, I don't know. Like, I mean, clearly this is not something new.
Right.
And, like, eating habits reflect kind of where you are mentally a little bit. Like, dude, that's a child's diet.
Yeah.
That's what is, ask what a child wants. It's cheese, pizza, and fries.
Chicken
I want
nuggets.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, this guy won't even eat a chicken nugget. You know?
Right.
Like, it doesn't even start with other foods that are still bad for you, but good.
Yeah.
Like, bring home some fried chicken. Be like, eat that shit, man.
Yeah,
come on.
Come on.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. And winces every time you cook, you know? Does he at least still eat it and wince? Or if he's just like, no, I'll just cook another.
He finds whatever else he wants.
Yeah.
I mean.
What's your freezer look like? Just stacked with Red Baron cheese and pizzas?
Honestly, my wife has cooked things before that I wasn't terribly. That I didn't actually enjoy. Mm-hmm. But, man, I manned through it, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you should have dumped this guy on the first
day. Exactly.
What are you doing with
like,
this?
Yeah, I don't want it. Yeah, that's a child.
The wife loves to make stew. I'm not a big fan of stew. I eat stew when she makes it. Not a whole huge bowl.
Right.
I don't pig out, you know what I mean? But I don't be like, ugh, and go get my, you know, crackers and peanut butter and syrup from the cupboard while everybody else is eating that.
Right.
I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm teaching my sons how to eat.
And we had a question from a listener not too long ago saying that it was something his wife made that he didn't
like. Lasagna.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but then he feigned his love for it so much that it's just like that's all
and
she's
now
making
she was
it,
making it every week
and he doesn't know what to do anymore. Yeah, there's a middle ground
between these two extremes.
Yes.
Dude,
yes,
yeah,
at least our listeners that write in and ask us questions know one good thing.
Yeah,
we love to eat.
That's right. That's, they know that.
It's been about food quite a few times.
Yeah, yeah. Listen here. Just literally just tell your husband to stop being a child.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like that's that should straighten.
Does he not have like a brother? Or do you have a brother that can be like, dude, man up.
What
do you do? Be a fucking man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Be
an
a man.
Intervention.
Be a man and eat some fried chicken.
Yeah.
Like, come on, steak?
Yeah,
a man with steak?
He ain't a man.
If your husband will not eat a steak, you got to leave that relationship ASAP.
Throw him out, and your child's tainted.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Get rid of it, too.
Get rid of both of them, and don't write back until you do.
In the dark of the night, change your name, whatever it takes.
Exactly.
That's going to do it, guys. We got to get out of here because we got to go, unfortunately. So,
another public appearance,
exactly,
whatever.
Gross. Anyway, shout out Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Shout out Mountain Fork Brewery, Hochtown Distilling Company, Ray over at the Tiki Bar, Janelle.
Anybody that's had
Shiloh.
Anything to do with us.
That's right.
Just adding names. I love
Thanks
it,
for everybody writing in and the whole thing.
Yes,
so,
totally.
We're going to see you guys next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.